time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, this week I believe you're looking at a balloon air crash.
Yes, indeed. Back in the 19th century, we're talking, this is back in 1888, and it occurred in Essex at Alting, not far from Hatfield, Peveril.
All right.
Now, this was a man called Joseph Simmons. We know that Simmons, in his working life, was an engineer, but he was also a devoted balloonist. And he set off from London, intending to follow the line of what was then the Eastern Counties Railway as far as Witham and then to land. Didn't quite work that way. It said he threw out the grappling hook when he got to Witham, and instead of hitting the ground, it hit a tree and became caught up in the tree. The hot air balloon came down with a crash and bounced several times over the field. Now, with Simmons in the hot air balloon were two friends. Simmons was killed. The two friends, although injured, survived. And it's said that farm labourers came rushing from Hatfield Peveril to see if they could help. The police also attended, but it was too late for Simmons. The two survivors were able to give a complete account to the police of what had taken place. Now, it would seem that Simmons was quite a reckless man. In 1882, he'd had a similar accident, which luckily didn't end with his death, but it did end with him receiving quite severe head injuries. But nevertheless, he'd managed to get things together and repair the balloon and set off again, this time from Malden, and he actually landed safely in Holland. But on this occasion that we're talking about, in a field at Alting near Hatfield Peveril, his luck unfortunately ran out.
And it's Could he not have cut the rope?
Well, whether it just whether he tried to manipulate the balloon down, convinced he could still get it down safely, which he had done in the previous accident, we don't know. But it didn't work, and the balloon came to earth with a very big bump.
Fair enough.
And luckily, the two men with him did survive. But just as a PS to this, Simmons is quite an interesting character. In 1884, he'd served 2 years in prison with hard labour for committing perjury.
Oh, good heavens.
So what you might call a life full of incident.
Apparently so. Right. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.
So what is your subject next week?
Next week, it's about the body snatcher of Little Lees.
Oh, good heavens. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.